Yeah, okay. Did you have a chance, Glenn? On Senate Bill 5537, New York Parks and Recreation Department, and Al Foley is through us. We are at a bit of a time constraint because Senator Schill has to leave at 1:30, right?
So no, not 1:30, 2:15.
2:15?
Oh, gosh.
2:15. I thought you had somebody told me 1:30.
No.
Oh, we should be through by 2:15.
We better be. 2 o'clock would be nice. Let's go.
Let's go. So LFO will lead us through this, and we'll move forward from there.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have the work session papers at your place there. The first part of the document is just a summary of the governor's recommended budget. I would draw your attention to the last paragraph. Because the Senate budget plan includes an element to realign the Oregon State Fair with Oregon Parks and Recreation, we won't be passing this budget out of committee today, but we'll be working all the policy packages and performance measures and technical adjustments that we can. There are some packages that I've recommended holding until after some decisions are made about funding pieces of that decision, and then we'll bring the budget back and deal with those later. So moving to the second page.
Can I ask a question about the first page?
Yes.
Real quickly, the very first sentence talks about a governor's budget of $94.6 million. The second sentence talks about $166.3 million. What's that first sentence referencing to?
Well,
I couldn't understand that last night, but it's a great explanation, right?
Yes, I'm sure there is.
We'll come back to that later. Go on. We'll get back to that, because it didn't make any sense to me, but what the heck. Go ahead.
It doesn't. Well, I don't think that sentence even belongs there. So.
Okay, should the first sentence just be the governor recommended budget of 166.3?
Yes.
So we'll X out that first line until we figure out what it really means.
Probably came from another.
You guys lost the heart. He's lost $94 million out of your budget on the personal budget. Anybody else question that? Me? Go ahead. Rock and roll.
Second page are technical adjustments to reduce the budget. There are three standard adjustments that are being made in all agency budgets: the AG rate reduction, PERS rate reduction, and DAS assessments. The second two adjustments are, well, actually, there's three. One's a revenue adjustment, but the two expenditure ones, one is the services and supplies adjustment. This is relating to a reduction of $800,015 that was made in the governor's recommended budget for monthly charges, and it was calculated without taking into account the department's need to convert several 56K modems to T-1 lines, and that would actually cost $220,968 more. So the agency has requested an adjustment in order to make those payments during the biennium, and I'm recommending that. The next technical adjustment is just an adjustment to correct an error that was made during the 03-05 budget process when we transferred funding from the OYCC youth crews in the
What's
operations
that
program. It's the Oregon Youth Conservation Corps. Thank you. And what we had done is we had transferred it from a special payment in facilities to a special payment in operations, but we got it a little bit mixed up in the technical details, and this just corrects that so it's in the right place in the budget.
Mr. Chair, just a quick question on the Attorney General rate reduction. It's not a rate reduction, it's a reduction from the governor's proposed budget. The actual, weren't we paying about $91 an hour or something like that, or $97 an hour?
We were paying $119 an hour, and it's going to $111.
I thought we were paying less. I thought the $119 was the recommended governor's budget.
Yes.
Is that the same rate we were paying in 03-05? That's ridiculous.
No. It's not the rate in 03-05 was like 97
yes.
or something, wasn't
yes.
it?
So it's still an increase.
So it's an increase. It's not a reduction. It's really an increase.
That's correct.
So it's
that's
a reduction to the governor's budget, but it increased over 03-05.
Right.
Right.
That's clear. Then there's a technical adjustment in the revenue to correct an error in recording the amount of transfers out to counties by reducing the revenue amount by $1,107,887. The department did not reduce the amount of the transfer by 10% that is retained by the department for the Competitive County Opportunity Grant Program, and this corrects that so that they have the correct amount in transfers to counties at $9.9 million.
Is that the 0305 number two? like the previous one was?
No, this would be based.
Is that the budget?
This would be based on the RV revenues that the RV registration revenues that the department receives. The statute requires a percentage of that be is dedicated to counties and county grants, and it just didn't get recorded properly when they proposed their budget.
So this is the proposed budget. There's no actual money to take change place yet.
Correct.
Thank you.
So if you don't have any questions, this would be a good place to make a motion.
Can I hear a motion to approve the technical adjustments as presented by LFO? So moved. Any objections? Hearing no objection, the motion is accepted.
Thank you. Would you like me to go through policy by package by package?
I would. I think it might be more illustrative if we just selected certain packages to discuss, primarily ones that are on hold, or any that the committee is particularly concerned about, including the one for the Tillamook Interpretive Center, which is not recommended in ours, but has been recommended in the House.
Okay.
Is that okay with the committee? So those are, let's discuss real quickly, the ones that are on hold and the Tillamook one, if we
okay.
can. Is that acceptable to you?
It certainly is.
Okay.
Packages that are on hold are the second component of Package 110. This would provide additional funding for Phase 2 of the new park located in Washington County. They'd increase their investment there by $3 million. This is for the additional revenues that they expect to receive as a result of line games. The second package that is on hold is Package 170 that would increase facility investment expenditure limitation by $6 million to increase their limitation from 15 to 21. This is a package that the agency had requested under their original governor's recommended budget within the revenue projection at that time. That's not the additional revenues. It's just putting it on hold to give you more flexibility as you discuss the other things in the agency's budget. And then Package 250 is the additional lottery revenue where the agency had recommended applying $5.8 million to defease the 98 lottery-backed bonds, and they would additionally propose $1 million to Copal State Saves infrastructure, $1 million for Silver Falls infrastructure upgrades, and $500,000 for Fort Stephen infrastructure upgrades. We would just put that on hold as well.
Three policy packages you've mentioned now that are on hold, were those also put on hold for the House bill?
Yes, they were.
Okay. Did the House pass out the policy packages with the exception of the holds, or they pass them out with the holds in place? Or did they choose not to pass them?
They didn't. They passed all of the policy packages, and they didn't take any action on the holds.
Okay.
And we didn't pass it out of subcommittee.
Okay. On operations policy package number 230.
Package 230 would have provided $118,625 to fund two seasonal interpretive positions and two interns for the Tillamook Interpretive Center. And this is not recommended in the Senate budget plan. This was recommended in the House budget plan.
I would entertain a motion that would accept all the policy packages on these pages that have been recommended, with the exception of those that have been placed on hold.
So moved.
And policy package number 230.
Still so moved.
Thank you. We have a motion on the floor. I'll ask for a roll call vote on this recommendation.
No.
You're no.
Senator Shields?
I'm a yes.
And I'm a yes. The motion is carried as I amended it, and we will take that as a motion to approve, but not pass to the full committee yet.
Okay. We have one budget note, and that is to direct the department to prepare a strategic plan that would guide them in the acquisition of new properties consistent with the department's mission. This is to get the commission to develop a strategy around their land acquisition program so that they can make some balanced decisions and where to make funding decisions. And this would be reported to the Interim Joint Legislative Audit Committee and Emergency Board by July 2006.
Just a quick comment. I think this and one of the performance measures are the keys to what this department's going in the future. I think it's a very key thing to do. I know they've already taken steps to implement this, actually, and I appreciate those efforts, and I think it's a good budget note, one we shall support. I would hear a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Moved. Hearing no objection to the budget note, I will accept it as a motion.
I'll just point out to you that there is a page in your packet that identifies what performance measures are related to each of the packages that include additional positions in the budget. And we'll move to the performance measures, and there are some that have been replaced, added, and modified. The first one was a replacement. This had to do with grants. The measures in the previous, in the department's proposed budget were based on dollar values of grant awards. This one, these based it on the percent of qualified local recreation heritage grant requests that were funded. All of the changes in performance measures, I am recommending that they report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee by October 2006. We've added the average number of days between the close of grant application and grant award, average number of days between the receipt of complete grant reimbursement request and payment. We've modified the customer service measure of the percent of Oregonians who believe Oregon is doing a somewhat good job of providing parks at natural areas and preserving Oregon's heritage. Left number of visitors the same. We deleted the kilowatt hours, but we recommended that if it's important to the agency, they keep it as an internal measure. Deleted total investment in preserving cultural resources through OPRD grant awards. Modified number six. From number of properties participating in the federal and state tax incentive program to number of property sites or districts that benefit from a OPRD managed heritage program. Modified number seven, from acres of land added to percent of acquisition needs met. That would be based on the strategic plan that they are going to develop.
Just for a moment here, for many of us, this is a key performance measure, and one that's going to be I think watch carefully. Buying the right land at the right place, the right time is going to be a real trick. And the committee you're setting up to prioritize that is extremely important. And for the next few years, that's going to be something that we'll have to watch carefully, and we'll watch it with you and keep our fingers crossed. I know Bill Gregory is going to be working on that for you, and I have real confidence in your ability to get this done. But it will be a serious task. Those lands you buy will affect our recreational opportunities for many, many generations, and I'm looking forward to seeing you carefully and appropriately purchase property.
Performance measure number eight was left the same. That was the percent of parks that achieved their designated level of service as prescribed in their interpretive master plan. We deleted the total investment grants awarded for construction improvements. We left the same miles of new trail added and percent of alternative camping opportunities. Modified the percent reduction in facilities backlog since 1999 to have them project their graph to 2014. And eliminated the percent of department budget funded by the general fund and replaced it with percent of core department functions funded by non-lottery revenue sources. And then we added the two customer service measures that are being added to all agency budgets.
Any comments by the committee? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to accept the performance measures.
So moved.
Any objections? Motion carries.
That's it.
We have set a new world record for going through an agency. Thinking that I had to be out by 1:30, I had to sink through a freeze.
I'm so glad.
So we have a little break in your schedule here. Thanks for your help. And we're not going to move this to the committee yet.
When will we do
it? Probably not, I don't think, in the next week. We're going to have two more agencies up next week. And I've talked to the co-chair about some of the issues here. which we're all different spots amongst the House and the Senate, including taking care of bonds, what it looks like as far as interpretive center is concerned. So we're going to try to iron those out and get back to this before we move it, I think. That would be my hope. I really want to move as many of these budgets forward that are mirror images of the House, so we have less work to do later on. And I'll be meeting with Representative Morgan next week on that issue and some others, and I would really like to coordinate this a lot more carefully. The more we send up that are different, even minor areas, just bogs the whole thing down and makes LFO's job almost impossible. So we've got to bring this in a little bit if we can, and I'm going to try to do this. It's a new process for me. It is for all of us with Ways and Means split. We're going to try to make this thing work as much as we can so that when we do reach the point that we've got the major issues in the budget resolved, that we're not hung up for weeks and weeks and weeks trying to knock out this little stuff that needs to be taken care of, but a lot of which is really kind of technical sometimes.
Good.
Okay?
Good plan.
Yes, Senator Shields.
After we adjourn, can I have the privilege of talking to somebody about that Youth Conservation Corps thing?
Urban Youth Conservation Corps, yeah. That's the one that kids go out and build trails, and I've had lots of my patients do it, and they've all come back complaining how hard the work was, which means it was good.
Okay. Well, if somebody could stick around, I'd like to talk to you in a couple of minutes.
I've also sent some of the kids to it that had some troubled youth, and it was a good experience for them.
You sent them?
I had a couple kids in the practice that I suggested they contact them. This was years ago, and they went ahead and did it, and they got on in the summer, and it was a good experience for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was in the legislature that I just heard about it. I knew they were building the Rogue River Trail at that time, and we called a local guy up, and he said, yeah, we can put them on.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good thing for them. It was a good program. Okay?
Yeah.
So, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Very good.